And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better, into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, we often make lighthearted jokes on this show, but let's take a moment to dive into the Book of Acts and other scriptures. It's important to remember that the disciples we read about were just like us. For instance, Paul was eager to reach Jerusalem in time for the festival of Pentecost. This isn't a sin. It's simply human nature to be in a hurry to reach our destinations. So remember that the individuals you read about in these teachings are human, just like you. Next, upon arriving at Miletus, Paul felt it necessary to send a message to the elders of the church, affirming that he had given his all in teaching the gospel and spreading the truth. He mentioned that he preached with tears and enduring trials, but never shielded away from telling the truth, whether publicly or privately. And finally, Paul then shares a fascinating insight. Super cool. He feels irresistibly drawn by the Holy Spirit to go to Jerusalem, despite knowing he's heading into potentially hostile territory. However, he believes his life holds no value unless he fulfills his divine assignment given by Jesus to spread the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love. This, my friends, is our highest calling.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot more. A lot. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Sometimes it's a string with two cans. That's all it is. All right, here's what we're doing. We're asking you, what do you think? You got something you have to say. What do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Comes to me right now, right in front of me, right now, live. So 203 here in Dallas, 1203 in San Diego. And like I said, where if you're on the moon, I don't know where you are on the moon, so I cannot then help you with that. Okay. But you can just email us. You can also text us live, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's the same feeling you get when you're being appreciated. That's nice. Aww, that's so nice. So when you talk to him, it's got that same feeling. It's just like that super-duper cool connection.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, too. By the way, that compliment will cost you about $350. $350. All right. So I didn't give the trivia answer. Hey, I got caught up. What do you want? So I'm going to give the trivia question again. And we did have somebody call in, but right at the end. So here's the thing. If you call in right at the end, it's just too tight. You know, we got a hard stop that we've got to do. So if you called in before, call in again right now if you know the answer, because we're going to do the same trivia question. Here it is. Who was criticized by the wife for dancing before servants in an undignified manner, but with all his heart before the Lord? Was it Abraham that was criticized by the wife? Samuel that was criticized by the wife? Or David who was criticized by the wife? Which one of those three, if you think you know the answer or you've called in before, do so again, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. See, even I, after doing the show for hundreds of billions of years, okay, not quite, I make mistakes. I do a lot of dumb things just like everybody else. So that should make you feel pretty good that you're in good company, that we all need help. We have somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Miss Robertson.
Hi, Miss Robertson. How are you?
All is well, and I got the right answer for you, David.
All right, great. I'm going to set it up for you, and then you can just hit it out of the park right after I ask you, okay? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
All right, who was criticized by his wife for dancing before the servants with all his might in an undignified manner? Was it Abraham's wife that did it? Was it from Abraham's wife, Samuel's wife, or King David's wife?
King David.
That is correct, Amanda! That is so right. And how do you not love that story? He's like, he's like, look, I'm doing this before the Lord. What is the problem here? I'm giving everything I can before the Lord. And, of course, God's response to her was, yeah, no kids for you.
You're so right about it, David. Thank you, David.
Excellent job. That was fantastic.
Well, David.
Yes.
Can you pray for me?
Yes, of course I can. What do you need? What's going on?
Well, I'm in an indecision about moving. I'm not sure if God wants me to go or stay under the circumstances.
Okay.
Please pray with me, David.
Let's do it right now. Let's do it. Bring it before the Lord right this second.
Father,
we come before you right now, and we're just so thankful for everything you've done for us, everything you're doing for us, and everything you will ever do for us. We forever are in your debt. We are forever praising you because you are awesome. And all these things that come against us when we have to make decisions, it's hard, Lord, because we're not always as insightful as we need to be, or we're just not sure what direction to go. But you know the best path, the right path, the perfect path for us. So I pray that you would manifest that for my sister, and I pray she wouldn't just kinda see it. She would be like, this is the Lord, and that she would know without doubt. You tell us, ask. If any of you lack wisdom, ask, and it should be given to us, and without finding fault. You're not looking to rip us apart, Lord. You're looking to help us. And so we're asking you to give her that wisdom, that insight, so that she knows. And if she needs a miracle to have something happen, let the heavens open up and let it pour out upon her, and let her know in the name of Jesus that her Father has granted her grace and mercy, kindness and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, David. Blessings to you as usual and your family. And God bless.
God bless you. You take care. You let us know, too. We'll keep praying for you.
I sure will, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okie dokie. So, just you love stuff like that. And by the way, we had a new texter from San Diego, so I just want to welcome them. So sometimes I respond to people when they text, and they're like surprised. It's like, no, we do that all the time. The biggest problem I have
You're
is,
famous.
I'm not famous. I'm infamous. See, for Three Amigos. See, you're not just real famous, it's super duper infamous. Never mind. It's an old joke from okay, never mind. Anyway, infamous. I'm super famous. Anyway, that's a joke, because infamous is a bad thing. All right, anyhow, so the bottom line is God is doing great things amongst the people. and you're looking at stuff and it's going on around the world, and you're thinking, wow, I don't, you know, how are we going to get through it? How was this going to happen? How is this going to happen? I'm sorry. Did you forget who it is you serve? The king of the universe? Not just the king of Earth. The king of the universe. You got issues? God has answers. How about that?
It's like, well,
I gotta keep praying. Good. Keep praying. People are like, well, why do I have to pray more than once? You know, God likes the fellowship. Maybe we should think of it in those terms. The more often you come before him, the more time you spend with him, the more he enjoys your presence and you can enjoy his. Isn't that a good thing? Yes, that's a good thing, right? Okay. Now, if you're listening to the show, we want to make sure you understand this, okay? If you've got a prayer request or a praise report, we want you to share it, okay? We're going to be praying for Noah in a little bit, struggling with a little bit of anxiety. He's got, you know, he just found out about his stepson. We're going to pray about that in the next segment, but I want him to know we hear it, we see it. I want everybody to know we'll pray for it. We'll pray. If we got 100 calls in a row, we'd pray for every person because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love one another and take care of one another. Now, if you've got a praise report or a prayer request, don't hesitate to reach out to us. In the meantime, we're going to fire back into something that we consider to be exceedingly important in our walk. And I know people are like, you do this all the time, every show. You're right. And if I miss it, I'm going to feel bad. But we need to do it every show because we need it. And what is that? That is our DNA. What is our DNA? Our building blocks of our existence. How do you handle yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Use this formula. Ready? D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't have any problem saying it. The answer is more of God.
You can tell me the answer for all the people that are poor is more of God?
Yes.
You tell me the answer to all the wars that they would stop is more of God?
Yes.
You tell me the answer to all the violence is more of God?
Yes. Just keep asking. I'll just keep saying yes. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Spend time with the Lord every day. That's D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never, never. They are going to try and shame you. Who? I don't know. Academia, the media, the government, whoever. It doesn't even matter if it's a false church down the street. Doesn't matter. They're going to try and shame you for believing in the word of God. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. So let's just get past that. I don't even think that takes a lot of faith. I think just kind of like more common sense, but hey, that's me. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means that it's not always about you and I. It's not about me. Oh, there's some things I want that to be about me, you know, but we get so caught up in us, we don't see the others. That's when we're failing. What did Jesus say in John 13, 34 and 35? A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know you are my disciples. When you serve one another, you witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tough to touch that. Tough to have an argument there, right? All right. So when we come back, we'll do some additional prayer, plus we'll do the trivia. We are going to break here because this teaching we're going to go into is a little deep, and I don't think I can do it in a minute. So let's break right here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo, nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. You guys better get this. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Here we go. According to Jesus, where does the wide gate lead? Does the wide gate lead to salvation, freedom, or destruction? Not the narrow, the wide. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Where does the wide gate? Now, why that's important is because I'm just telling you, okay? People have this mindset, oh, we're all going to go. It's like, okay. So where does the wide gate lead? To salvation, to freedom, or to destruction? That is the question, and it does look like people are responding left and right, which is kind of nice. And somebody is on the phone to answer that, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. How are you feeling today?
Well, about the same.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray for you, and then I also want to pray for our buddy Noah. It's kind of like I'm going to put them together because I know people are struggling physically, plus people are struggling with anxiety, so I want to pray for kind of both of you. But before we get there, I love this question. I actually think this is one of the better questions in the trivia because of what it implies. So I'll ask you, set it up, let me know, and then we can kind of chat on it. Where does the wide gate lead to salvation, freedom, or destruction?
Destruction.
That is correct, Amundo! And what amazes me is that people are like, well, what are you trying to say? There'll be more people that don't make it than do make it? Yes. It's not even...
That's what I say.
Yes, like, yes, that's the answer. Exactly correct. And if you're one of those that makes it, that's just that much more for you to rejoice
that you're a part of that. And it's like, wow, isn't that awesome? But there's more people that are going to hell than people are going to heaven. That's because God's going to give them the choice. Now, he knows what they're going to choose, but it's their choice. And it's like, people are already heading that direction. The one thing people miss is Jesus is the lifeboat. Either get on the lifeboat or go over the waterfall. It's just that there's nothing left. So excellent answer, by the way, Gary. So I appreciate that. Let me pray with you, and I'm going to lump you together with Noah, who's going through some anxiety, if that's all right. So let's pray together. Father, we come before you right now, and I love my brother Gary, and I know you know that people, when we pray for Gary, we are committed, we are firm, we are steadfast. And you teach us about the persistence of prayer and that the persistence is a key component. And we will keep praying and keep praying. And we ask for healing in his body. And it's not that we don't want him to have good days, Lord, but we want him to be fully healed, not partly, fully, from top to bottom. And that you would redeem his life. You've already paid for it judicially. Manifest that here on earth. Manifest that healing power in his body, in his mind, and let that power come. It's beyond us. It's right in your hand. Be willing to heal him now and bring that healing into his life. And Lord, we also pray for our friend Noah. He's going through a lot of anxiety. And Lord, I know there's people that are physically hurting, and I know there's people that are emotionally and mentally hurting with a lot of anxiety. Lord, we don't have to be afraid. You didn't give us a spirit of fear. You didn't give us a spirit of confusion. You didn't give us a spirit of anxiety. You bring peace that passes all understanding. So for every person that can hear my voice that's struggling with anxiety, we speak peace into their life. The peace that passes all understanding and only comes from you. And that you would put that in them as only you can. And heal my brother. And help my other brother, and help my brothers and sisters. Because you not only you can you, but we need you to, and we depend on you. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I'll be praying for all of you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right, great job by Gary. Always does a phenomenal job. We're going to jump into the scripture. I got to get into the scripture. I do think it's funny. Jeff Dixon did say one thing about that. Where does the wide road lead? And he's just making this like funny comment. He said, in Dallas, it probably leads to just a construction. That was perfect. Okay. Hey, everybody's got a good line there. That's a good one right there. All right. Acts chapter 20. We're actually in verse 16. Paul had decided against stopping at Ephesus this time because he didn't want to spend further time in the province of Asia. He was hurrying to get to Jerusalem, if possible, for the festival of Pentecost. But when we landed at Miletus, he sent a message to the elders of the church at Ephesus, asking them to come down and meet with him. When they arrived, he declared, "You know, from the day I set foot in the province of Asia until now, I have done the Lord's work humbly, yes, and with tears, and have endured trials that came to me from the plots of the Jews. Yet I never shrank from telling you the truth." I want to actually focus on the earlier part of this because we read scriptures like this, and I do this a lot. I focus on, anytime it says truth, anytime it's proclaiming or something, I'm like, ah, nah, nah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I like, you know, that's my meal, that's my food. I love that stuff. But it's important for us to understand in the text that Paul was in a hurry to get to Jerusalem, if possible, for the festival of Pentecost. The reason I want to stop there and talk about that is because you and I, we live life on earth. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not, but you're on earth right now, okay? If you're not, check one, check two, you're on earth, okay? And Paul was trying to get to Jerusalem because he was trying to get there for the festival of Pentecost, if possible. Now, here's the problem. Christians, In the economy of God, God knows every place you're going to go, everything you're going to do, say, and think. He knows it ahead of time. But he's not telling you. He doesn't share all that information. He does from time to time give people little bits of insight and understanding. But God's perspective, he knows everything that's going on. From our perspective, we're not sure about it unless the Lord reveals it, and we're trying to do our best to follow the Lord step by step. Nothing weird about that. So Paul is trying to get to Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost if it's possible. Now you would think, well, gosh, the Apostle Paul, he must have every route must be perfectly planned. No, it isn't. In fact, it took a dream for Paul to go to a different city when he had a dream when the guy from the city said, I'm in this city, come here. Sometimes we need it to be so clear you can't miss it, right? So he's trying to get somewhere. He might get there. He might not get there. He's trying to, but if it's possible, he wants to get there. Why am I saying all that? Because you and I need to recognize that these people that we read about, like Paul, like Barnabas, like Apollos, then all of these people, except for Jesus, but every one of these other people, they are just like you. You know the expression, you know, they say, people say, don't meet your heroes. Why? Because we elevate people in our minds to this superstar status. You think that person's so spiritual, it's unbelievable. No, they're not. Jesus is. Everybody else, eh. And you think, well, there's a lot of stuff that they're doing in great ministry. Fantastic. Without Jesus, they wouldn't do a single thing. Let's just point that out. In fact, without God, you don't breathe. So without breath, nobody does anything everywhere, anywhere, at any time, ever. And so Paul's got this thing. I got to get here in a hurry. Just so you can know, I do this every single day, driving down to the studio. Every day. I got to get to the studio. Only God knows whether I'm going to get there or not. And this reminds me of the story. And I want to give Joanne and Cordelia props for this, because about 2.5 or 3 years ago, there was that ice storm that was in Dallas. And it got really icy and the roads were really bad. And they actually sent me a text saying, hey, you probably shouldn't go down because it's very dangerous. And I'm like, I can get down there. I'm from Detroit. Right, I never drove in Detroit, but that's not the point. So anyway, the point is I've been on icy roads my whole life. It doesn't matter, right? So here's the ticket, right? I get out of my neighborhood. I drive right to the first stop sign out of the neighborhood, and because the roads were so icy, I slid right past the stop sign, 15 or 20 feet to the other side of the road without a chance of stopping or doing anything. Hey, you know what? I wanted to get there, if possible, to the studio, but it turns out it was not possible. So I didn't get there. So we did a replay, which, by the way, we got people saying, oh, I really needed to hear that, which I always find is funny. My point is I had that desire. Now, God knew I was going to do that, but he also knew I was going to try. And why I'm bringing that up is because there's nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with going for it. But if God stops that plan or changes that direction, there's nothing wrong with that either. Don't be unhuman. You're not going to do everything perfectly. And you know what? This saying really does apply. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. And let Jesus take care of the rest. And that's the best you can do. Do your best before the Lord. Pray that he blesses it, and then let it go. That's what I'm bringing up. You think, well, how'd you get that out of that? Because Paul really wanted to get there. That was his passion. That was his desire. If it was possible. That's called the human side of Christianity. Get it? Okay. We are going to take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
All right. Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. This was the first psalm that was read to me when I went to Bible college, the very first class I ever took in Bible college, a bazillion years ago. Let me just say that. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their suffering. Here is something to consider that will be just absolutely a mind-blower. How should you and I respond if the earth falls out of its rotation? Okay, So my brother-in-law works for JPL and is actually one of the people that helped write the program that helped land the Mars rover
on Mars. He helped write the computer programming, okay? He's much smarter than me in those realms, okay? About my age, a little younger, about my age. Very, very intelligent guy, right? And he's the one I always make a joke, you know, what keeps the Earth, you know, rotating. And so you'll hear me say that it's on a perfect 23.5 degree, you know, a rotation from the moon and from the exact rotation from the sun, or it's three mice chasing a piece of cheese in a wheel. One of those two. So the idea behind that and that whole story is the Earth is in this absolutely perfect rotation with the moon and the sun, and without it, the Earth would go through a free fall. Just even a half a degree off, it's over. It's all over. I mean, there'd be instant tidal waves. Everything would just be upside down. And if that ever happened, you know, you would know that's the end, although that's not how the end's going to happen. We already know from Scripture. But here's what the psalmist is saying. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter if your world seems like it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's out of rotation. It doesn't matter if the mountains fall into the sea. It doesn't matter if the waters roar. God is a refuge, and a refuge is a shelter in a storm. You would first think of a lean-to. That is what a shelter in a storm is. So when it's raining, you find a lean-to, you put something on a tree, you put it you know, against something else, and you get under it so you're away from that. And it says that God is a refuge, a strength, an ever-present help, which means he's helpful today, not just when it's all settled in eternity. And there's that lies a problem for some Christians is they keep thinking, well, in the sweet by and by, everything will get worked out. Well, that is true, that everything will be completely worked out in the sweet by and by. But God is an ever-present help, which means for today and not just for tomorrow. And then the position of the psalmist is, therefore, in other words, it's a conclusion. So God is our refuge and strength, okay? So he's our lean-to in a storm. He's our ever-present help. Therefore, I don't have to be afraid.
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We welcome everybody from San Diego. We welcome everybody from Dallas. We welcome everybody from the four corners of the earth. That's right. That's not symbolic. We welcome.
You mentioned the moon. We welcome everyone from the moon.
We'll just keep going. You know, I mean, I would say Pluto, but they demoted it to not a planet, which, of course, I was in pastoring in Flagstaff where Pluto was discovered. No insult there. Lowell Observatory, just pointing that out. Spooky kind of place, but that's besides the point. All right, so here's your next trivia question. Let's see if we can get this. A little tricky. Is that okay? A little tricky. Listen to the words that I'm going to use. Who was the worst king of the northern division of the kingdom of Israel? Now, just you'll understand, it's much easier if you listen. Who was the worst king of the northern division of the kingdom of Israel, of the kingdom of Israel, Israel king, Ahab, Nebuchadnezzar, or Saul? Worst northern king of Israel, Ahab, Nebuchadnezzar, or Saul? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You know, so text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Just to make things clear, this is the time when the North and the South kingdoms were divided. Just to help people out. Okay, just going to leave that there. There you go. I'm trying to help everybody. I'm a helper. That's my goal. I want to send you up to the website. Why? So you can give. Why? Because we need money. If I had $1 billion, I would never ask anybody for a penny. Well, I'd still tell you to give. I'd just tell you to give somewhere else. But we don't have that.
We don't have $1 million. We don't have $100,000. We don't even have like $1,000.
That's not the point. The point is this. We need the money. If you can give, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just
be a part of it and pray with us and be a part of it anyway. That's fine. That's how you should do it anyhow. Check it out. Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits, not the last fruits, the first fruits of all your produce. Check it out and all a bunch of other stuff too on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's right. We don't need roads where we're going. All right. I'll give you.
That's arguably my all-time favorite movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Such a good movie. I mean, it's
I love all three,
so good.
But the first one.
The first one is just fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. I did not know that. I'm going to give you one hint, okay? I'm not going to give you the actual, but I'm going to give you a hint, and this will be for the people that are over 50. Maybe over 60 or close anyway. The name of the person that I'm looking for, there was a song with this name in it back in the day. So this name is part of a popular pop song. So then I'll say it again. Who was the worst king in the northern division of the kingdom of Israel? Was it Ahab, Nebuchadnezzar, or Saul? Which of those three kings was the worst king of the northern tribe of Israel? See, that's why I told you that. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, as well as you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to go right to the text. We'll see if we're doing history or whatever later on. Let's get right into this and right now. So after we just talked about Paul making it to or trying to coordinate so he can get to a place or a destination and recognizing he really wasn't in charge of this, he's just got to do his best. Here's what he says in verse 18. When he arrived, he declared, "You know that from the day I set foot in the province of Asia until now, I have done the Lord's work humbly. And yes, with tears. I have endured the trials that came to me from the plots of the Jews, yet I never shrank from telling you the truth, either publicly or in your homes." Listen, man's truth is not God's truth. I cannot say this any more clearly. Cultures change and have been changing, for thousands of years. It does seem like the cultural change is in faster cycles in humanity now. But cultures change all the time. The truth doesn't change. And what man does is he looks at the truth from culture eyes. And then that truth changes. So then they look at the truth from another culture set of eyes, and then from another set of culture eyes. And so the idea that kings and kingdoms and peoples and cultures are in the, you know, are in the know, those change all the time with time. But God's truth never changes. He never, there's neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. Neither variableness, neither shadow of turning in the Lord. He doesn't move as much as to have a shadow. That's how steadfast and permanent he is. And so the truth is essential. And Paul, it's essential. It's not partly essential. You can't even know what love is without knowing the truth about what love is. In other words, well, love is this, love is this, love is this. Oh, hooked on a feeling. We even have that as one of our, you know, Phil songs. It's like that part's not the problem. You have to understand that biblically, truth is different than worldly truth. You have to understand that biblical love is different than worldly love. You have to understand that biblical faith is different than worldly faith. You have to understand that biblical marriage is different than worldly marriage. Too bad. That's what the Bible teaches. You don't like it? Tell God he wrote a bad book. Go ahead. Let me know how that goes.
my whole principle or point in telling you that is Paul says I never shrank back from telling you the truth. Not publicly or in your homes. Truth. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Paul even said, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? We have many enemies now because we believe the truth. You know that. I mean, I know you know that. It's important for you and I to understand that the truth is Jesus Christ. Do you know, for all the things they've been doing in the last, what, like 5 years, 10 years, they remember they have this new thing now about the elections and Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And so, you know, people that deny the election, they call it the big lie, the big lie, the big lie. That's their big, and that's a, it's just a marketing ploy. Hey, you know what the big lie is? The big lie is anything that denies Jesus. That's the big lie. It's the same lie that Satan told in the garden. Yea, hath God said. That's the big lie. And the answer is in Jesus. And people are like, oh, that's just your opinion. I'll make it really easy for you. You can use this, by the way. I'm giving you permission. When you have somebody that says just your opinion, you say, well, you worship God your way, and I'll worship God his way. Get that? You worship God your way, and I'll worship God his way. Get that? That's how God gave testimony. That's how God declared it. And people are like, well, it doesn't seem fair. You're not God. You don't know what fair is and fair isn't. It's just silly. Man can't even figure out. Man's righteousness does not, or man's wrath does not work the righteousness of God. Never does. So this is what I'm trying to communicate, the truth. And what do you know about the truth? Jesus said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. You want to know what the truth is? It's between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. That book, by the way, directly reflects Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and is also called the Word of God. Get that? Okay, it's really important for you to get that. I mean, I'm pounding it. Why? Because they're going to try and diminish the truth and take it out of society. That's the only shot they have. I'm telling you. I mean, they're not going to win. I'm just saying that's going to be the strategy. Make the truth hate speech. And then it won't be able to be promoted. Then Revelation makes a lot more sense. Okay, anyhow, let's do the trivia question, then I'll tell you what the little thing was. Who was the worst king of the northern division of the kingdom of Israel? And that answer, so the question was, who was the worst king of the northern division? So there was one Israel, and then they split into the northern and southern tribe. 10 tribes went to the north, 2 tribes went to the south. So we were looking for the worst king in the split on the northern kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar was not a king of Israel. Wrong country. Saul was the first king of Israel before there was a split. Ahab was the worst king of the northern division of Israel. And the song was Ahab, remember Ahab, the Arab. That was a long sign from the 50s or 60s, an old song. That's kind of the only thing I was trying to give you guys. Yeah, it's the best I can do. I couldn't come up with anything else. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey, this book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here.
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. If you're listening in San Diego, you're either listening on one of the apps or directly from the website. Thank you for doing so. We greatly appreciate that. Is our time yet on San Diego is only still 30 minutes. We'll see what happens in the future. We do have our final trivia question ready to go. This is a good one. Which evangelist, referring to the people in the book of Acts, which evangelist had four daughters who prophesied? Yeah, like that guy ever won an argument. Was it John, Mark, Barnabas, or Philip? Your answer is in Acts chapter 21, 8 and 9. Which evangelist had four daughters who prophesied? Was it John, Mark, Barnabas, or Philip? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So it's important to recognize where it's coming from. It's Acts 21, 8 and 9. This is going to be one of the original seven who were appointed as servants and or deacons, might be a way to say that, in the church when the church needed administrative help. In the meantime, because I do have this right in front of me, I have to do these three very quick jokes. That's just how it goes. All right, Sunday school teacher, why did Moses wander in the desert for 40 years? Ginny, because he was too stubborn to stop and ask for directions.
You need to grow up.
Okay, here's the next one. Sunday school teacher, Phil, who was the first woman? Phil, I don't know, Sunday school teacher. I'll give you a hint. It had something to do with an apple. Phil, oh, I know. It was Granny Smith. Granny Smith apples. Okay, here we go. Here's the last one. This is a good one. Preacher stopped in the middle of his powerful sermon to ask, who is God anyway? From the back of the church, a little boy said, God is a chauffeur. Why do you say that? Asked the preacher. Because, said the boy, he drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. that is a good one, isn't it? He drove them out of the garden. Good. That's right. It's funny. You might as well laugh. It doesn't matter if you think it's funny. I told it anyway. Here's your trivia question. Which evangelist had
four daughters who prophesied? Was it John Mark, Barnabas, or Philip? Your answer, of course, is Acts 21, 8, and 9. Jeanette's asking, there's only four questions today. Yes. I forgot to give the answer in the first one, so I had to.
Yeah, we had to repeat one.
I had to repeat it. It was sad. I can't do much about that. It's just one of those things. All right. So while people are trying to figure it out, you can reach, like we said, 972-445-0777. I can say that so fast. Okay, there. 972-445-0770. You can also, somebody's calling in, 214-210-8483, or send an email, David. At hemustincrease.org. So your question is straightforward. Which evangelist had four daughters who prophesied? Is it John Mark, Barnabas, or Philip? Those are the four to choose from. That's all you get. We have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hey, Samson. What's going on?
It's just driving in the rain.
Well, it's good. If you're driving in the rain, listen, stay in your lane.
I'm trying to.
Yeah. All right, my brother, ready? Here you go. Ready? Which evangelist had four daughters who prophesied? Was it John Mark, Barnabas, or Philip?
Well, John Mark was it. He wrote a book of Mark, and he was busy with Luke, so I would eliminate that. And Barnabas was always busy with Paul, so I would go with Philip.
That would be correct, Amundo! Yeah, I just find that absolutely amazing. So he had four daughters that prophesied. I just don't know what that household dynamic would be at dinner time. Just like, you know, and then you got to be careful because if they all have the gift of prophecy, it's like, you better listen.
Maybe all. They all five are prophesying for Philip's wife or their mother.
All right, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
You can just feeling tired, so just pray for me.
Okay. Let me just pray.
Energize me.
Energy, that's what the Lord has plenty of. Let's pray for it real quickly. Let's do it. Father, I lift up my brother Samson and everybody else that can hear my voice. And Lord, we take these requests and we use them for everybody because people need it. Some people are really down. They're really tired. They're really weary. But Lord, you enable people to rise up. You are, in fact, the energy that every one of us needs. And so we ask you, instead of trying to do all the other things, that you would be the strength for us. You would be the power. You would be not just the exousia, but the dunamos, the dynamite, the actual power to keep us going and moving forward, putting one step in front of another and recognizing that you enable us to do these things. And there is nothing that we can't accomplish through you. So give my brother a kick in the step. And let him step it up by the grace of God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Quick question.
Yes, how to deal with the people, those who believe in a replacement theology?
It's way too deep.
Yeah, because it's driving me crazy, some people.
Don't let it drive you crazy. We'll address that at another time. Can't do it now. It's just too tight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So you guys know I'm honest. If I can't, that's just way, it's way, way, way too deep. Don't worry about that now. We'll address that maybe next week. We'll kind of take that on and discuss that. Let me give you this last little part. It's really, really interesting. Fascinating, in fact. Verse 20, Paul said, I never shrink from telling you the truth, either publicly or in your homes. I have one message for Jews and Gentiles alike, the necessity of turning from sin, turning to God, and of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Let me say this real quickly, and I'm going to say this out of love. Do not get offended. I'm trying to say something that's really important, and that is this. The gospel is restated right here in an extremely simple, wonderful manner. Many people have their own, like, favorite elements on how the gospel is presented. Okay, that's fine. In fact, in the New Testament, there are more than 10 formulas like this
that show different elements. For example, what was said to the jailer was, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. That is not the same thing that he says right here. Right here he says the necessity of turning from sin, turning to God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's other ones that say be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. There's 10 plus in the New Testament. Relax. The Lord knows exactly what he's doing. And for those that don't know that, the jailer who got saved never read Acts chapter 2, verse 38, since it was multiple years before he ever entered into the picture. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The Lord knows what it takes for a person to come in. And you and I both know the scriptures that say some save from compassion, others save from fear. Some have a longer formula, some have a shorter formula. That is not the issue. Once they're God's property, once they say yes, or once they yield, or once they surrender, or once they say whatever it is they say, however that happens, just like for me, I just said, yes, sure, why not? And then the Lord used that and built upon that 45 years later. Here I am doing ministry. What I'm trying to, and yes, use the Good News Bible for those that don't like it, it's too bad. So what I'm trying to say is the Lord has multiple of these formulas. And here's Paul's formula in Acts, right? Turning from sin, turning to God, faith in Jesus. And it's like, but that's not the same formula that was in that one. Not the same formula as in this one. Not the same formula as this one. That's not the same formula as Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. It's not the same formula as Romans chapter 10. Right. You're 100% correct. And that's fine. Because the Lord uses different things, different approaches to bring different people in at different levels. Everybody will get to where they need to get to if they're genuinely saved. It's not watering it down to say that what the jailer did was fully responsive to the Lord. It's not watering it down for Paul to say this. It's not watering it down to say Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It's the gospel. It's God's good news. And he knows what each person needs to hear to get that and to become a part of the kingdom, okay? So don't tell God how to do it. That's my nice way of saying that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.